With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The FAA's flight restrictions at 40 major airports that were put in place during the government shutdown are no longer in effect. Here's correspondent George Williams.
The FAA said it recommended rescinding the order after what it called detailed reviews of safety trends and the steady decline of staffing trigger events at air traffic control facilities. Cancellations hit their highest point a week ago last Sunday when airlines cut more than 2,900 flights. Air traffic controllers were among the federal employees who had to continue working without pay during the shutdown. They missed two paychecks during the impasse.
President Trump says the U.S. may be having some discussions with Venezuelan President Maduro. It's a potential diplomatic avenue as the U.S. further builds up its military presence near the South American country with the arrival of its most advanced aircraft carrier. The president has changed his mind about files related to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Following pressure from Republicans, he now supports publicly releasing those files.
The House Oversight Committee is investigating the U.S. federal government's handling of the Epstein case. Mr. Trump said it should have whatever it's legally entitled to. It's a reversal of position as slowly but surely the political tide turns in favor of full disclosure of the files.
That's the BBC's Tom Simons. There's a new warning sign for the U.S. economy, more people falling behind on paying their utilities. Past due balances for heating and lights jumped more than 9.5%. That's according to a new analysis of consumer data. A powerful atmospheric river doused parts of California with heavy rain over the weekend. Authorities say the storm caused at least six deaths. Possible mudslides now a concern. This is SRN News. Americans don't agree on what ails the country. Correspondent Michael Harrington has more on that.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks people to respond to the following statement. Our country will be destroyed if we do not smash the perversions eating away at our moral fiber and traditional beliefs. 48% of Americans say yes, they agree with that assessment. 46% say they disagree, and all the rest have no opinion. Conservatives, Republicans, and religious people are more likely to agree. Michael Harrington reporting.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, the first female U.S. ambassador to Greece, has visited the head of the Greek Orthodox Church, telling him he was the first person she called after being nominated to her new post. She visited the church's 87-year-old archbishop after presenting her diplomatic credentials to Greece's president earlier this month. She is a former girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. and former Fox News host. This is SRN News. Reconnecting with old friends. It can be challenging, but also rewarding.
We all have them. Friends we haven't seen in years. Former classmates, co-workers, buddies we served with overseas. Experts say many people are hesitant to reach out and fear being seen as a burden after all those years without contact. But psychologists say recipients are often very happy to hear from an old friend that they've lost contact with. Sometimes the effort results in a rekindled bond with a long-lost friend. Even if that overture fails or a renewed connection fizzles, most people who made the effort say it was worth it. Jason Walker reporting.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed this morning, although they are little changed to start the new week of trading. More details at srnnews.com.